This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, some of you parents out there are a little bit nervous about what's going on with the pediatric trials of the COVID vaccine. And I get it. I get that it's a little concerning. You know, where we've been, you know, with our kids, we give them a lot of vaccines, and I'm pro-vaccine, but then this one that gets a little rushed and is new technology, you know, parents want more answers, especially since kids are still growing and developing, and they develop pretty quickly. So what's been going on is the pediatric trial of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccine has started, and the first young children have received their shots. So it's a global study of about 144 kids. And they're going to look, they're going to see if the vaccine could generate an immune response in children, whether they're 6 months to two, two to five, five to 11, and they're going to do that trial. Because, you know, it's one thing to inject it and make sure it's safe. It's another to see if it even works. So the trial is also going on parallel to what Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are doing, and they all want to see if they can administer shots to young children. Now, children are not the most vulnerable to COVID-19, so that's why there's a little bit of a controversy. They're like, do we really need to experiment with kids? Well, the problem I have with COVID-19 is we just don't know enough to say if it affects kids or not. That's the problem I'm having with it. And I had a patient yesterday call in who had said that she hasn't had her sense of smell after having COVID for 3 months, can't eat, her taste is challenged. She can't taste. And this has been going on for 3 months after she had the virus. And she's a young woman, and she's like, what is this doing to my brain? What is the virus doing to me? And so we don't have those answers. And I told her that she probably needs to get in with a neurologist, even though we've been at this point saying, look, if you can't smell, if you can't taste, you know, it'll come back eventually. People want answers. And when there's all this unknown, I do get a little nervous of what this virus can do in kids, and I am more fearful of the virus than I am of the vaccine. So during the first trials, or the first phase, there's going to be three different dosages given, 10 micrograms, 20 micrograms, 30 micrograms, and it's going to be tested in each age group, beginning with the oldest. First, the 16-year-olds have already been approved for the Pfizer BioNTech, but I think they're also they're going to be doing the 30 microgram dosing in them and studying the 16-year-olds as well. The findings from phase one will then determine the dosage level used for the later stages of the trial. In phases two and three, Pfizer will study whether the vaccine could induce an immune response, how well the shots are tolerated, safety issues, and then the later stages of the pediatric trial will expand to include approximately 4,500 children in the U.S., according to Pfizer. And then during phase three, Pfizer and BioNTech are going to enroll 2,200 children between the ages of 12 and 15, do them first. So it is going to be methodical. That's the point I want to make. But it is going to be experimental. There's no doubt about that. You know, setting up a vaccine, developing a vaccine, testing a vaccine in kids that has never been done before is obviously going to be an experiment. And when people hear, gosh, why are we going to be giving this to infants? Why? Well, we give the flu shot to infants. Flu kills kids. We know that. And we know kids suffer from a whole variety of illnesses that they didn't when we were growing up. We see these weird peanut allergies. We see people, you know, get severe, I don't know, measles, and they shouldn't if there's a vaccine out there, or chicken pox coming back even after some of them have been vaccinated. Weird things happen. Very unexpected, unpredictable things happen. And the one thing about COVID is it's very unpredictable. If COVID was predictable this whole time, where, okay, those of you who smoke or have respiratory illness will get respiratory COVID. It didn't happen that way. With this virus, some got diarrhea. Some got, some died of respiratory disease. Many died. Some lost their sense of smell and taste. Some have ringing in their ears. In fact, some man killed himself because the ringing in his ears was so severe. And I know that's not enough to convince moms of young children saying, yeah, I still don't want them to get the vaccine. But because the virus is unknown, I am supporting at least it being studied. What I will not support is giving children the vaccine before it's been studied. And I don't think kids should get the vaccine this year. I think they should do the trials. They should watch for the safety data and make sure that there are no other complications to the vaccine. Now, there was a woman that I believe in Kansas has died after receiving the vaccine, her family states. Of course, the, you know, news outlets are saying they were too quick to jump and say it was the vaccine. But there's a growing population of people saying, look, you know, I understand that COVID kills, I'm pro-vaccine, but I just don't think the vaccine is 100% safe. So what do we do? Well, Rutgers, for example, Rutgers University, felt that they were so pressured by making sure they had a quote-unquote safe university system that they now mandated anybody coming back has to be vaccinated. So there's this push, and again, I don't know who's orchestrating it, that people can't open until everybody's vaccinated. And maybe it's the teachers also. Teachers are saying, look, I don't want to go back to school unless everybody around me is vaccinated. So there's a drive by multiple entities saying, look, we can't go back to regular life unless there's a vaccine. And I, as a doctor, I'm very humbled by how much vaccines have saved lives, but I'm also humbled by, you know, sometimes there's side effects. And so the pediatric studies I am for, because I don't want any child getting this vaccine without anybody studying it. Are they necessary? It's debatable. 1-877-DOCTOR-SELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are kind of looking at, as we move forward with our vaccines, as we move forward with our reopenings, we keep being told that we're getting into this fourth surge or this fourth wave. And, I'm very frustrated by how we've done all the work we could do in terms of trying to control something in nature. In fact, I believe the CDC director, Redfield, even believes that it was an accident from the Wuhan lab. He believes that it had accidentally been released in September 2019. I think it was an accident in the summer. And by the time it spread to that many people, we saw the startling numbers. But that's me, So I think it was a little earlier than that. But for a previous CDC director to believe that this was a leak from a lab, it's concerning. And so a question I get is, how much control do we have of something that was in a lab? I mean, we're not talking about something just naturally floating around the United States or the world. We're talking about something that might have been tinkered with. And this is why I think we are having issues with our masks and our face coverings and our social distancing. Look, our social distancing, I don't think is being very effective because we're not, you know, when we went on quote unquote lockdown, which I disagree with, I don't think that was going to help. Half the country was not on lockdown. Half the country was working. They were manning the grocery stores and the restaurants and the power company and the Cox cable. And, I'm driving to work, you know, being a healthcare professional and in the media, I didn't have to necessarily lock down. So I'm driving to work. There's people all over the highway. So we had half the country locked down. The other half of the country still out there. People still going to the grocery store. People having to still go to the doctor, obviously. People getting sick, going to the hospital. And public officials said, look, if you do not have to be out there, don't be. And then people still, I mean, even those who were not quote-unquote essential workers, yeah, they're like, well, I got to go grocery shopping. Well, you just went grocery shopping, really? Yeah, I got to go grocery shopping. So, you know, I think there was this kind of false sense that we really did lock down. So when people say, Dr. Dahlia, did lockdowns really, really help? Well, the way we did the lockdown, no. I think it was a waste of time. I think it was horrible and so detrimental to the economy. I thought it was very, very arbitrary, and it just didn't make sense. Because you still had people around and people breathing on each other and all. I mean, a real true lockdown. Let's say Ebola came to the country. And by the way, we are watching people for Ebola. We have some people that have traveled back from West Africa who are in quarantine within the United States that we're watching for Ebola. And Ebola has always scared me. Apparently, Washington health officials, I think, are monitoring 23 people right now. In Ohio, there's 40 residents that are being monitored for exposure to Ebola. 15 in Kentucky. We're going to talk about that. So, for me, when the 2014-2016 Ebola pandemic hit, that scared the heck out of me because I knew in America we were not going to be prepared. There was no way we were going to be prepared for something like that in America. And so my fear was we were going to, somebody was going to, you know, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Contagion or the movie from the 90s. I forget what it was called with Dustin Hoffman and Rene Russo and Cuba Gooding Jr. There was the outbreak. Yeah. So I was always afraid that we would have an outbreak scenario where by the time anybody figured it out, it already spread to people and a bunch of people were getting sick and they had to try to contain it. Ebola scared me. And so when I look at lockdowns, and if I would ever recommend a lockdown, if Ebola came to America, you would have to. You couldn't do this. Okay, McDonald's, Taco Bell, stay open. You're essential. Media, stay open. Doctors, stay open. We would do a much stricter lockdown. And we would say, all right, guys, you know, we are going to have government-run food, government and hazmat, right, delivering food to people. You know, McDonald's closed, grocery stores closed. You know, we will have the government ship food or have areas where people could come, separate, bring their food and come back. I mean, if we did a lockdown, it would, you know, be, all right, generators, we'll have very few essential workers out there in hazmat suits and complete PPE, complete coverage, because even PPE isn't enough when it comes to Ebola. I mean, you know, when it comes to Ebola, you need to be completely bubbled up. So we do need to have a plan in place, but man, that's going to be what a lockdown would look like. And it would be very, very stark, not very fun. I wouldn't even be surprised if we had power issues, internet issues, and I know people would freak out. But, you know, for something like that, that's so easily spread. So here we were with COVID, and worldwide, there were 125, million cases of COVID. 101 recovered. We had 2.7 million deaths. In America, we had about 560,000 deaths. You know, the virus kept spreading. It's, you know, but it wasn't the bakery's fault. It wasn't a Taco Bell's fault. It wasn't somebody going to the dentist. It wasn't that. It's just, this is a virus that wanted to live, and it would find a host. Well, but we tried to be 6 feet social. Who said 6 feet is ideal? That's arbitrary, the 6 feet. Yeah, most of the time, a 6 foot jump is a pretty big leap for a virus. But there were studies finding that these viruses were just spreading across the, you know, a hospital room. So currently, what we're seeing right now is multiple countries are grappling with more cases. India just reported another 60,000 cases. U.S., another 20,000 cases. 286 deaths in the U.S. France, another 45,000 cases. Italy, another 23,000 cases. Poland, another 34,000 cases. I look at the serious critical column of Worldometers to see who's in the hospital and how many hospitalizations we have. We are staying steady at the 8,600 mark. So we're at 8,623. I think yesterday we were at 8,620. We might have been at 8,606. So we've had, you know, a few more people in the hospital. Mind you, 286 deaths, which to me means we probably had another 286 people admitted to the hospital. So the numbers are staying very steady. Steady numbers is what's worrying the CDC. Okay, we need to go down in numbers. Now, maybe cases are going down from the way they were before, which is something I would be a huge, very excited about. But my guess is we have variants, which we know about, the UK variant, the California variant, the Brazilian variant has showed up in multiple areas because we're starting to look for it. We have a little clusters in Minnesota and Michigan, you know, of virus. Pennsylvania has had another 4,300 new cases. Virginia, another 1,800 new cases. Alabama, mind you, Alabama just had to deal with the tornadoes. Maryland, 1,300. Iowa, 730. Mississippi, 268. West Virginia, 499. Maine had another 253 cases. So, listen, right, this is something that I think is going to be with us for the next couple of years. Whether we reach herd immunity or not, I think people need to just be very honest and open about where we are with this virus and try not to act like we can control it. People blame Trump, people blaming Biden for COVID pandemic. You can't blame a human being. Now, when I heard people were blaming Trump for the COVID pandemic, why? That this is a virus that's in multiple countries. You know, multiple countries have had to lock down. Some didn't lock down, and they had very similar numbers as those that did lock down. So this isn't one politician's fault. This is, I think it's a country's fault. If this did start in a Wuhan lab in China, that is very, to me, damning. And if it did leak, but we have to be under the assumption that this is something that was tinkered with that might not follow typical logic when it comes to how the virus spreads and how the virus can outlast our vaccine regimen or immunity. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several powerful tornadoes tore through northern Alabama on Thursday, killing at least five people, injuring dozens of others, and destroying entire neighborhoods. Around two dozen tornadoes were reported in the last 24 hours. The five confirmed fatalities were in Ohatchee, a town of about 1,200 people in northwestern Alabama. There are no warnings at this time. The death toll from February's winter storm to hit Texas is now reported to be 111. That nearly doubles the original number. Most deaths were associated with hypothermia. Spirit Airlines Flight 185 from Cleveland to Los Angeles, California was forced to land in Denver due to an unruly passenger. Spirit Airlines says during the commute, a passenger tried to open the exit door mid-flight. The passenger, who was not identified, was subdued by an airline employee and other passengers. He was taken into custody by law enforcement in Denver, Colorado. USA Radio News. A familiar face to movie and TV fans died Wednesday in Manhattan, New York. From the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau, Wendy King reports.
I've been drinking since before you were born. Sort of alcohol is the reason I'm here. I got news for you, bub. It's the only reason you're here, too.
Jessica Walter, who played a scheming matriarch in TV's Arrested Development and a stalker in the movie Play Misty for Me, has died. Walter's death was confirmed by her daughter, Brooke Bowman. More recently, she played the voice of Mallory Archer on the FX show Archer.
If they don't steal me that huge diamond, I will literally die.
Jessica Walters was 80 years old.
Bald eagles have been dying to a mysterious neurodegenerative disease in the southern United States since the early 1990s. Researchers in Germany and the University of Georgia identified a toxin produced by cyanobacteria that grow on invasive aquatic plants. The problem is amplified by herbicides used to control those plants as the prey eagles eat are infected. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I love sports. You know, I use the sports book, and I love going to the sports book, and I really like the apps. And with the launch of spring training, people are kind of wondering, what are sports going to be looking like this next year? So joining us next, and Jason, do we have our next guest? Great. Joining us next is Jeff Manns, Elite Sports Betting Chief Content Officer and Major League Baseball Analyst, joining us next. I am so excited. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, I am good. I am good. Lots of exciting. I mean, you know, I'm big on football and, you know, fantasy. I'm going to do really, really well this year with my fantasy football team. I'm very psyched about it. I've already put money on Tom Brady and the Bucks winning the Super Bowl for next year. But, you know, I love that you are able to kind of come on and share with us what you think is going to be, how the next seasons are going to look like. So, you know, Jeff, what in your opinion is going to be the landscape of sports coming either out of this COVID pandemic or into another wave?
Well, hopefully we can, you know, not have another wave of the pandemic. You know, hopefully things are getting better. Hopefully everybody's doing the right things. And it's looking that way. I think that the sports leagues, the NFL, kind of showed us the way this past year with a ton of contact tracing and testing every single day. Baseball was sort of running blind last year, last summer, but they seem very confident at this point. They had many chances to shrink their schedule down from the normal 162 games that Major League Baseball plays. They had 128 games on the table. They had 100 games on the table, mm-hmm. but they're not doing it. They're going for the full 162. Spring training's been a success as that winds down now as well, Dahlia. So I think they're in a real good shape. My confidence level's pretty high.
Yes, you know, and me too. Now, you know, mind you, I'll watch, you know, March Madness. I'll watch baseball. I'll watch these sports played. And mind you, being in the outfield, I mean, that's the epitome of social distancing. With the exception of, you know, someone trying to steal a base or trying to, you know, stop somebody from making a run, you know, there's pretty much, you know, guys man spread. You know, there's that social distancing. How much in MLB did COVID spread? Was it really kind of a major concern?
You know, the weird thing is you didn't realize how gross baseball could be at times with the guy spitting and itching and hugging and all this. Like, it's so close. And there was so much of that that they realized, okay, guys. So they actually, Major League Baseball Players Association had to go in and actually train these guys. It's weird, but they had to have, like, hey, dude, you have to... You know, don't spit all over the field, you know, have hand sanitizer here and there. Don't breathe in people's faces. That was a serious thing for baseball players. So, you know, and they went through that last year. But I think they're pretty well much better equipped now than they were 1 year ago, that's for sure. And, you know, I think that baseball is a pretty, like you said, pretty socially distant sport. You have players spread around. Throughout, they're not in huddles like football. They're not on the offensive and defensive line. So I think it's a more naturally induced game for the coronavirus.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember seeing, you know, you'll see some, you know, B-roll of the dugout, you know, and it's like, it's a mess. Oh my gosh. You know, and I got boys. So it looks like any other bedroom. But I tell you, a study I would like to see is if football players, basketball players, baseball players have stronger immunity with all the spinning and all the, you know, the tackles and all the, you know, being on top of each other. I wouldn't be surprised if their immune system's a little stronger. So here's the thing. Fantasy sports is, I mean, it's becoming bigger than even watching the sports themselves or even going to the games. Tell us about the fantasy sports industry.
It's crazy. I mean, there's over 90 million people that play some form of fantasy sports. Fantasy football is the leader, no question about that. But I think the thing that will surprise a lot of people, there's about just under 45 million that play fantasy baseball as well every single year. And we saw those numbers jump up in 2020 during the pandemic. I think a lot of people realized, well, I can't go to games. Right. I watch these games on TV. I'm stuck in the house. I can't go to bars, can't go to restaurants. So they sort of found fantasy baseball and daily fantasy baseball with that. And I think that was a great growth for the industry and great growth for the sport last year. And we hope to continue that here into 2021. It's a way to win money and, you know, prove your fandom. I mean,
it's
the better
true
thing is there.
Yeah. And it's bonding. I mean, you know, families do it. You know, students, my students will, you know, say, okay, you know, are you going to join our league? You know, it is. It's bonding. It's community. I love it. And, you know, describe to some of the novices how it works. Because it's not just about picking a team. It's about picking the players and their stats. Roughly, how does fantasy sports work in terms of you being able to make money?
Yeah, I mean, you draft a team, you put together a team from all, you know, for baseball, 30 teams, and you pick the right players or the best players in every single round. And as they perform on the field, you acquire those stats. You know, if they hit a home run, you get a home run, your team gets a home run. And you sort of mix and match those players in your starting lineups, and you can bench them. So bench them in tough matchups, use them in good matchups, and you vault ahead of the competition, and then, you know, whoever acquires the most stats, whether that be whatever you use, if you use home runs and strikeouts, which are the two most popular in Major League Baseball, well, as you grow in those categories, your team does better or worse. So that's the basic foundation of fantasy baseball. And then you could do that. I think people used to think that you have to do it over the full 162 games. Now, baseball season, that's a lot. I mean, that's a big ask. It's nice in football where we only do it once a week and much more simple. But you don't have to do that in baseball. You know, the technology nowadays and the way they form these leagues, you can play in a one-day fantasy baseball league, a one-week fantasy baseball league, 1 month. You can do half of a year, whatever you choose. And I think opening people's eyes to that and building it around people's lifestyles, I could play on the weekends, I could play at night, I could play just on Wednesdays if you want. You can customize it to wherever you want. And then, yeah, there's a lot of money to be won, whether it's a seasonal or daily league.
I love that. I love that. You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of Gen Zs out there that they're kind of still struggling with, you know, finding what type of career, and, you know, they want to do something. And one of my buddies, he's just so good at sports, and he's so good at fantasy sports. And I'm like, okay, listen to, you know, Jim's show on XM, and two, maybe, you know, try your luck and see, you know, and you could actually make this a career. That's what blows my mind. This could be a career.
I've done it for 16 years, if you can believe that. 16 years full-time in fantasy sports. And, yeah, it hasn't always been easy. It's not ever easy, but staying on top of things and, you know, trends and data analysis and all that has been very profitable.
Yep.
It's been very profitable. My company employs 35 people as well, full-time. So, you know, we're and growing every single year.
Wow. Wow, wow. So how can my listeners find out more information about Elite Sports and your show?
Yeah, whether you guys want daily or betting or whatever you want, go to elitefantasy.com and you plug in the promo code SPRING. All right, that promo code right there is exclusive to your listeners, and that will get you a free week over there at elitefantasy.com or elitesportsbetting.com if you're of the sports betting variety. And then we can customize a plan for you. You can come in. You can join us in chat. We have regular coaching sessions, chat room sessions. We have lineup optimizers. You can, you know, tinker around with all of our tools and our data analysis that we do. But stop by the chat room. Hit up one of our analysts and ask them, you know, what do you recommend? This is what I want to accomplish. How do I get put on that path? And we can help you out that way.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Jeff, man, thank you for joining us. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Talia, thank you so much, Doc.
All right, guys. Don't go away. Anytime. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 187.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the pediatric vaccine rollout of COVID and Rutgers University and some of the universities that are saying, look, you're not coming back unless you're vaccinated. There has been a lot of anxiety and angst about that, and I got my vaccine and I feel really relieved by that, but I don't know if my relief with the COVID vaccine is so much that I don't think I'm going to get severe COVID as much as I think that decision is done. It's kind of scary when you haven't gotten your vaccine and you're going to have to make that choice, as each day in the news we hear more issues and, you know, maybe it won't last or it won't fight the variants or maybe there's side effects. So, you know, I felt safe enough and confident enough to get the vaccine. So, you know, what I don't feel safe with is Ebola. I am not a fan of Ebola. No, I don't like it. It scares me because when I was in medical school, that Outbreak movie came out with Dustin Hoffman and Cuba Gooding Jr. and Rene Russo, and you know, people were dying and they were going into kidney failure. And by the way, in that Outbreak movie, those were not kidney cells. I remember sitting there talking to my friend Ingrid going, wait a second, those are not renal cells. The pathology's all wrong. She's like, it's a movie, it's okay. And I'm like, no, they're going to make a medical movie, at least have the proper histology there. So I had a big problem with that. And then Contagion comes out decades later. I think Brad Pitt was in it, so I was too busy just watching Brad Pitt that I didn't even really, you know, double check any of the medical aspects of it. But those movies, you know, they scare people, but they're correct in that we can have a virus that ends up consuming somebody pretty quickly, is very easily spread, and unfortunately one, you know, doesn't realize they're sick, goes out. Didn't somebody with Ebola, the 2014 to 2016 pandemic, come back to America and then go bowling? You know how much that freaked out people in New York? Because somebody was running around New York City, right, and going bowling when they possibly had Ebola. So people freak out. So where are we with Ebola right now? Well, apparently we've had some people travel from West Africa, and we are having a new Ebola outbreak being monitored. I think in February they declared another Ebola outbreak. Every time, and I'm going to tell, I'd like just like to tell every organization this. Every time you say an outbreak is over, about a month or two later, a new outbreak comes. I just wouldn't say it. I just think it's bad luck. I think you're jinxing yourself. You know, ever since the 2014-2016 Ebola pandemic, they'd say it's over, and then a few months later, oh, we got another one. Oh, we got another one. And I get it if it's in a different place or if it's a different strain, but, you know, maybe just so we don't jinx it, just don't say an outbreak is over, because then a new one comes up. But this, I don't, you know, while nobody's really been looking and everybody's been kind of, you know, exhausted with the whole COVID talk, we're hearing that 23 people in Washington are being monitored. Washington State monitored for Ebola. 40 people in Ohio have been exposed and are being monitored. Kentucky, 15 people in Kentucky, right, are being monitored for possible travel-related Ebola exposure. And why I get really nervous about this is we want to open up. Biden wants to, you know, start allowing travel a little bit easier. And we've just been concentrating on COVID. Just, it's all been about COVID. We're going to test for COVID. You have to vaccinate for COVID. As long as you're COVID-free, you're good. Well, you know, there's other things out there. And I get nervous because I like to travel. I love the fact that we're able to go from America to the UK to Turkey, to India, to, you know, or you know, I love that we are able to travel now across the globe. And there's still so many places on this globe that I want to see. But it just seems to me like now that we have all this knowledge about infectious disease, that, you know, ignorance is bliss, we've lost that. And now people are saying, well, wait a second, you know, we're going to be opening up travel. We're having COVID waves, we're having COVID lockdowns in other countries, and now we're kind of concerned about Ebola. Do we need to lock down again? And, you know, I've been of the mind that nature is always going to win. There's always going to be viruses. There's always going to be bad things. We need to be able to protect ourselves. But I don't think we could lock down every few months. I don't think that's working. And that's just COVID. What about the millions of other diseases and illnesses? If we were going to do a lockdown, as I discussed earlier on the show, Ebola would be the one that would get me to lock down. Fine. Deliver me food. I don't care if power's off. Just keep me away from Ebola. Ebola scares me. It causes this hemorrhagic. It's a virus that consumes your cells so quickly, causes multi-organ damage, bleeding, and it's so easily transmissible, and it has such a high fatality rate. I think latest they've said there's like a 50% mortality rate, but at one time it was like 90%. It was bad. Now we have ZMapp, and we have, I believe, mRNA vaccine technology to help fight Ebola, but it's and monoclonal antibodies and things like that, but you know, it's still a very, very deadly virus. Coronavirus, yeah, it scares me because I've seen people die that shouldn't have died. Healthy people die. Nobody should be dying of this. But, you know, people who you would think would have the immune system, you know, to fight it, die of COVID. But the percentage was very, very low. So we did, you know, everything we did for COVID. Are we going to do the same for Ebola? And having multiple states show that they have people of concern that traveled from West Africa that could have Ebola, this scares us. Do you remember? It was, gosh, I think his name was Thomas Duncan. I forget his full name. He was in a Dallas hospital. This was our first fatality of Ebola in the United States. And he was in Dallas, Texas, and he had gone to the hospital, and they had diagnosed him with acute gastroenteritis. He had nausea, vomiting, fever, so they sent him home. Nobody thought that in Dallas, Texas, Ebola could be there. So he gets sicker. And he's around his girlfriend, he's around family members and friends, goes back to the hospital, and that's when they test him for Ebola, and they realize, holy crap, we have, you know, this is an Ebola case. The nurse who took care of him, you know, everybody starts to now panic. I think the nurse that took care of him then came down with Ebola. And when they needed to use ZMapp, they said we were out. That we were out. That he's our first case. He was our first case. How were we out? Well, there was probably some hoarding. Who knows what they did with whatever we had for Ebola, but there was no treatment for him, and he died. Now, that's why I panic more about that. And, by the way, PPE won't protect against Ebola. You need full-on hazmat. They were doing studies when it came to Ebola on, you know, people's sweat, bodily fluids, cleaning up after them. You know, with PPE, we have the goggles, we have the mask, face shield, head covering, gown, gloves, when it comes to coronavirus. That's not enough for Ebola. Ebola, you have to be in full-on suits, and then you have to be able to go in and out and take on and off the suit. Somebody had gotten Ebola because they had taken off their suit. It was a doctor. It was, I forget which country this happened in, but he took off his suit and contaminated himself taking off his suit. So, you know, this is where I get nervous. I'm usually calm about things, and I've been pretty calm about COVID. It stinks. I'm humbled by it. I want people to get the vaccine, but I really don't think we have to stop churches and, you know, prevent Easter celebrations and prevent a local bakery from being open. When it comes to Ebola, though, you're going to hear a different tune coming out of me. So when we look at what's happening in Washington, and I apologize, these people are very low risk, all right? They're just watching them. They don't want people to panic that Ebola is spreading, but they want people to know that these, I believe in Washington, Kentucky, I think Ohio, and a couple other areas, they're going to monitor them. They don't believe there's any major public risk, but, you know, can't let our guard down. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.